Hey guys, this is the Aaron Stone Show. I'm Aaron Stone. It's been a while, so hi. Okay, so I said the last time I posted a podcast, which was a million years ago, I said that I was going to just recap TravelCon. So that is what I intend to do still, and also update you on my life, because life has been lifey. It's been crazy. So anyway, I am currently drinking this beer called Horny Monk. It's from Petoskey Brewing Company. I've never been. My parents have. They brought it back for me, so shout out for them for being awesome and bringing me beer. Yay, beer. So anyway, let's get back into it, the podcast. So, day three of TravelCon, which, you know, was almost 2 months ago. Don't know how the heck that happened. It's pretty crazy. So, essentially, I went, I get distracted when I get text messages while I'm recording. Go figure. So, anyway, I skipped the 9 a.m. session because I was tired as heck because I went to the after party, you know, whatever, whatever. So I did that. And then I took an awesome Lyft ride with this dude, Emmanuel. He was awesome. We jammed to Lizzo and Post Malone together, and we jammed. It was pretty great. Like, honestly, I was just like rocking out to Juice, and he's like, you know, you have a great singing voice. And I'm like, oh my God, thanks, man. Like, that's like awesome. And of course, I like gave him a shameless Aaron Stone Show plug. I was like, yo, you ever get bored? Here's my business card. Listen to my podcast. So yeah, networking on my way to the travel conference. Who knew? Like, shit, I'm like making it. So I went to my first session, How to Succeed as a Digital Nomad with HoneyTrek. I think it was at either 10:30 or 10:45. It was at one of those times, but it was awesome. I loved it. Like, they gave so much like usable advice. Like, I wrote pages upon pages of notes about them. So shout out to them for being awesome. Then my second session was podcasting / hosting a killer interview with Jordan Harbinger. And I met some other awesome people. And honestly, it's kind of got me to start thinking about doing interviews on the podcast. I have done one. It was with Nature, my cat. So, I mean, does it count? I don't know. Sure it does. Yeah. But it was really awesome. And then got lunch with the friends, of course, because, you know, why not? And then the next session was Erica Vervo's session on 12 mistakes of writing and self-publishing your book. Again, another session where I took a bunch of notes, took a bunch of pictures. She was on fire. She killed it. Shout out to her for doing the most, basically. Wow, I sound like one of the guys from Queer Eye. Whatever, it's fine. So then what happened next? I did the book signing with Mark Manson. It was really funny because I still have the Barnes & Noble sticker on the copy of his book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which is the one I had him sign. I still have my sticker on that. So he legitimately, like, the first thing he says to me was like, you know, first of all, he said hi, obviously. And then he was like, oh, did you just go buy that at Barnes & Noble just so I could sign it? And I'm like, no, I've had it for a while. But he just gave me a bunch of shit, and it was hilarious. So yeah, I got that signed. And then basically, I chilled and, you know, met up with my pals again. And then we went to the final keynote. And I'm going to butcher his name, so I'm not going to say it. But the final keynote was very good. Like, shout out to him for killing it. Shout out to him for killing it. Tahir Shah, which, again, pretty sure I butchered that name. Sorry, not sorry. I didn't mean to, but it was good. And then we had our final words from Nomadic Matt. So that was also amazing. And the next thing I am so excited to share. I can't even deny. Okay, so next year's TravelCon 2020, get this, is going to be in New Orleans. Oh my God. Honestly, before they announced it, I was thinking it was going to be in like Chicago. And I was like, you know, I don't want to go to Chicago. I lived in Chicago. I know Chicago. I've done Chicago. Like, I don't need to go to TravelCon if it's going to be in Chicago. And then I was thinking Cleveland. I was like, okay, so if it's in Cleveland, I'll go because it's Cleveland. And then I was like, you know, if it's in New York City, I've been there once and I was just kind of like, eh. So if it's there, I don't know, might not go. But New Orleans, that got me because music, duh. Also, I've never been there before. So that was another huge selling point. And just, it just sounds really awesome. Like, my parents have been there. They brought me, like, a voodoo doll and a lucky chicken's foot. Don't ask me why. But, I mean, it's cool. Like, I'm stoked. Like, honestly. I am very stoked for NOLA in 2020. Already bought my ticket, obviously, because that's like literally what I did last year. As soon as I knew TravelCon 2019 was happening, I was like, yep, I'm there. Pretty sure I bought my conference ticket in the Uber and on the way back to the hostel, get ready for our final night's party. And I also changed my entire flight itinerary so I could stay in ATX for like, you know, a million years. But whatever, that's about 2018. I'm talking about 2019. I don't know why I went, but whatever, whatever. So anyway, the NOLA announcement, that was like a really big deal. Like in my notes here, I have like 1, 2, 3. Is that 5? Yes, that's 5 exclamation points about being excited for New Orleans. And it's in all caps. So clearly, I'm excited. And then, okay, so next, my friends and I went to get tacos at Scorpion. Oh, I had these really good tacos. There's one that had crispy Brussels sprouts on it and another that was chicken. Both were amazing. Like, 10 out of 10, would recommend. There was this hot sauce there called Texas Pete, so I thought that was funny. So I messaged one of my friends in Texas, like, yo, have you tried this hot sauce? It's bomb. And he was like, it's aight. And I'm like, okay. So, sorry about that. And then we went to get unicorn ice cream at Taiyaki NYC, which is, you know, an ice cream place that has like Asian influence. I don't know. It was cool. There was unicorn ice cream and all of my dreams came true when I ate it. Yes. And then there was the after party at the Grand. Beforehand, we went to Sephora and did makeup because that's how extra we are, apparently. And I will admit, I did not do a good job on mine. It just, oof, I haven't even posted selfies from that because it's just, I don't want the world to see them. But yet there are pictures of me from that night and I cringe. Because I did not do normal Erin makeup. I did like weird, I don't even know what I'd call it. It wasn't good. Let's just say that. It just wasn't good. But yeah, the Grand was amazing. Like, it was like right near Scorpion where we got our Mexican food. And it was just, can't even describe it. Like, it was awesome. Beautiful views of the city. Like, I watched, like, you know, the sun setting, like, over, well, the Seaport District skyline. And then at night, I got some really good pictures of that, too. So that was amazing. And basically, we partied it up there. I drank again and I lived, so yay for that. There was champagne. Yes, there was champagne. There was only open bar for 2 hours, so we kind of like booked it because we needed to get, you know, the champs, obviously. Then what else happened? We partied. It was great. We basically, afterwards, we just kind of were like, meh, it's time to go. And then we took another awesome Lyft ride. I think we saw a limo at one point while we were waiting for it. That was pretty cool. And then I randomly, like, started singing along to Rocky Horror, and one of my TravelCon friends started singing too, and I was like, yes, somebody gets it. This is amazing. So, anyway, we had a Lyft ride, and then the random song called Stereo Love, which is like a 90s, like, electronic bop thing started playing, and it was just, oh, it was amazing. Like, I can't even describe it. Like, it was just, like, so, like, just really, like, got into the moment, got into the song as it was, you know, happening. And then the sad part happened when the friends I was staying with, we all started to disband. It was very sad because, you know, that meant basically conference is over and now it's back to real life. So my friends were leaving. So sad. I was the second to last to leave. My one TravelCon friend and I were the last to go. My flight wasn't until, I don't remember what time, but it was early, but not like super early. I think it was like at 10:30. Wait, no, my flight was at like 12:30. Because, yeah, I was back in Michigan at about 3:30. So, you know. But yeah, like, all in all, Boston was awesome. Like, I can't say enough about how much I enjoyed the travel conference and everything. Like, yes, granted, I was anxious as fuck the whole time, obviously, but hey, we went. I mean, it was something I didn't think I'd be able to do, and I did it. So that's all that matters there. It's all that matters there. And as far as what I've been up to, well, not podcasting, that's for damn sure. let's see, I don't even quite remember what all I talked about, but I've been working at a local brewery. It's going, you know, can't complain. It's going, like, I'm making money. I'm, you know, it's less stressful than my last job, so yay for that. I've been doing some more traveling too. I was in Wisconsin to visit one of my friends last week, and then I was in Ann Arbor on, what day was that? Tuesday. Went there Tuesday, left really early on Wednesday, so yesterday was kind of a blur. But yeah, I mean, we're rocking it, we're kicking it. I'm working this weekend. I've got some plans with the family this weekend. I'm going to Ann Arbor again. So, I mean, life's okay. I mean, I can't really complain too much right now. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, I'm taking it day by day, trying to anyway, and hoping for the best. It's really all you can do. I really need to update my website. I haven't done that in a long time. So, this podcast is probably a good one to update my website with, just to be like, hey, TravelCon, it happened like 2 months ago, but here is all of my info and here is everything I've said about it. But yeah, like, honestly, I think it was well worth it. Like, I'm really glad I went. Really glad I went. I, you know, granted, do I wish my anxiety would just, you know, stop? Yeah, of course, but I just gotta keep pushing and seeing what happens, because I think there's, you know, good things are coming. I just got to keep fighting for them. And yeah, I don't think there's really anything else I have to say. I'm going to finish this beer, maybe update my website perhaps, and, you know, just hope for the best. I'm debating on whether or not I should do like a podcast about my trip to Wisconsin/the UP, if I should do any about Ann Arbor, if I should, you know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. But yeah, I think that's pretty much all I've got. If you want to subscribe, you are free to subscribe. My website is www.aaronstoneshow.com. So you can go on there and see if I update anything, which, you know, I may or may not soon. If you want to leave me a voice message, you can do that on Anchor. I'm pretty sure you can only do that on Anchor. The podcast that you're listening to now is available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, pretty much anywhere you can find a podcast. If it's not, I think there's a way you can let me know, but I'm not sure. And then I still have the email address, aaronstoneshow@gmail.com. So you can email me. And I mean, if there's anyone out there who's like, you know, I either A, want to be on a podcast, or B, have an idea of something Aaron should go do so she can talk about it. I just talked about myself in the third person. That's weird. Yeah, hit me up. Let me know. You've got my email. My website exists. That's pretty much all I've got tonight. I'm Aaron Stone. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. And we'll catch you next time.